Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah Yomi continues on Monday, the 10th of Iyar, finishing up the first Perek of Shkalim. We are in Perek, chapter 1, Mishnah Vav. Ve'elu shechayevin bekolbon. These are people who are chayev to add a kolbon when they give their shekel. So what is a kolbon? The partner says it's something kal, something small. It's a little bit added on. Now this addition to the half a shekel could be added on as a transaction fee when you're making change with the shulchani, the money changer, or it could also be to make sure your half a shekel is the right size. As we've probably seen, when coins are in circulation, they get a little bit rubbed out, a little bit's missing, and if somebody is not scrupulous, they could even carve off, peel off a little bit around the edges, which is why they put those little ridges around the edges, the outside edges of a coin. So any given half shekel coin might be actually a tiny bit less, a kolbon size less, so we add in the kolbon to make sure we have the right amount. So the Mishnah lists the kind of people who add the kolbon when they give in their half a shekel. Levim, v'Yisraelim, v'Gerim, v'Vodim, v'Sharim. So the regular Levi, Israel, a convert to Judaism, and a servant who is freed and is now fully Jewish. Avolo Kohanim, v'Nashim, v'Vodim, Ketonim. But not Kohanim, even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said in yesterday's Limud that they are chayiv to bring their shekel, but they sort of had a more heter. We don't take mashkun from them. We don't push in the Kohanim to do so. So they also don't add the kolbon. Hashokel al yidei kohen. Someone's giving the shekel, the half a shekel for a kohen. Al yidei isha for a woman. Al yidei evid for a servant. Al yidei katan pater, or for a minor. Remember, under the age of 20, they are pater from adding the kolbon. Im shokel al yadov al yad chavero. If he's giving a shekel on behalf of himself and his friend, chayiv bekolbon echad. He adds one kolbon, not two. Rabbi Meir Omer Shnei Kolbon. Rabbi Meir says, really, the kolbon is a necessary addition to the payment, so he should add two. He's paying one shekel in total. He's paying half a shekel for each of two people. Each of those two people should add the kolbon. Really, Rabbi Meir is saying, deraisa, you have to have the right amount of silver, so you really need to add the kolbon to make sure the half shekel you're giving in has the minimum amount of silver. So to elaborate on Rabbi Meir, nowadays our money, I mean the paper money obviously, but even the coins, they don't have the intrinsic value. The value of the coin, if you melted it down, is not the same as the purchase value, the purchasing power of the coin. And it used to be you could actually trade United States money for precious metals. You know, anyone who was around in 1971 knows there was a change in government policy. We went off the gold standard. But it used to be you could trade dollars for precious metals. Other currencies used to have a similar situation. But way back when, in the Mishnaic times, in the Roman times, Greek times, you know, for most of human history, currency was current. You could buy things with money because it was made of precious metals, gold, silver, copper, and the like. So what Rabbi Meir is saying is on a deraisa level, your half a shekel might be a little rubbed out, a little worn out. Someone took a little nibble from one of the corners. So your shekel might not be a full shekel. You need to have the proper value. So you add in the kolbon, even if you're giving on behalf of two people at the same time. Mishnah concludes here, hanotin sela venotel shekel. Someone goes to the shulchani, the money changer at the temple. He gives in a sela and takes a shekel. Chayev shnei kolbon. He has to pay twice, basically as a transaction fee, as well as to make sure his coin is big enough. Now, what's going on here? A sela is a coin, is the name for the coin in Mishnaic times, which is a biblical shekel. And the shekel he's getting back in change is the biblical half a shekel. What happened is at some point in history, since they were always giving a half shekel, eventually the half shekel came to be called a shekel. And the coin they used for a full biblical shekel came to be called a sela. So to explain, basically he's giving a sela to the shulchani, which is like giving a dollar, and he's half of that dollar is going to be for his half a shekel, and then he's getting back 50 cents in change. However, the 50-cent coin is now called the shekel, even though it's half a biblical shekel, and he's paying two kolbonot as a transaction fee and to make sure his shekel has the proper weight of silver. Great, on to Mishnah Zayin. Hashokil al yidei oni. He's paying the shekel obligation on behalf of a poor man. Al yidei shcheino, or for his neighbor. It's a friendly neighborly thing to do. Al yidei ben iro, or for someone else in his city. Pater. He does not have to add the kolbon for the other person. Vim hilvam chayev. But if he's lending it to him, if he's telling his neighbor, hey, I'll pay your shekel, and next week when you get some money, you'll pay me back, then he has to add the kolbon. Ha'achin hashutafin. Shechayevin bekolbon. Brothers that are partners, that are obligated in the kolbon to add this a little amount to their shekels, paturin mimaiser behema. They don't have to pay maiser behema. What's going on here is their father passed away. left a number of sons, and the sons inherited his estate, which had animals, farms, whatever else it had, and they divided it up into their own individual portions, and then they said, listen, it's all one contiguous estate. Let's become business partners in this estate. So when they've joined as business partners, they're each paying their shekel as an individual, so they each add a kalbon. But since they are partners and not individuals in the animals of this farm, they don't pay Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema applies when the animals are owned by an individual, not by a shutfut, not by a partnership. Now the Mishnah says the corollary case, Kishachayvim Meiser Behema, when they do have to pay Meiser Behema, Paturin min a kalbon. They don't have to pay the kalbon. So that's a case where the father passed away, they've inherited the estate, but they have not divvied it up yet. So the whole estate is still basically called after the father's name. There's one single owner. It hasn't been divided. So they're chayiv in Meiser Behema. They have to separate one out of every 10 newborn animals. But since all the money for their shekels coming from one bank account, the father's bank account, they don't pay kalbon. Finally, the Mishnah explains, kama hu kalbon. The question we all wanted to know, how much is this kalbon? It's ma kesef. A ma kesef, divrei Rebbe Meir. Now, a ma is 1/24 of a shekel. So the equivalent of like 4 cents on the dollar. Chachamim orim chatzi. The sages say it's half of that. So it'd be like 1/48 of the amount of a shekel. So you see, it's a very small amount, but necessary to make sure your coins are the right size, and sometimes necessary as a transaction fee at the temple. Chazak v'ruchem, be well.